بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كفن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في ثلاثة أثواب بيض سحورية من كرسف ليس فيها قميص ولا عمامة. متفق عليه. السحورية ثياب تنسب إلى سحول قرية من اليمن والكرسف القطن. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was given kafan, he was enshrouded in three white garments, in three pieces of material. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was enshrouded in three white garments of sahuri cotton. Sahuri cotton, this was, sahur was a place, a qarya, a village in Yemen. And sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they would get many times garments coming from Yemen. So the sahuri cotton was quite famous at the time, and this was the kafan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was made from cotton, sahuri cotton. These garments, this material was quite popular. Very simple it was. It was white, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given kafan in this cotton, three pieces of garment, white garments. None of these garments was a shirt. In other words, they didn't have any sleeves or a turban. So in this kafan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the sunnah, and this is what ulama have written, fuqaha have written, that for men we have three pieces of material, three garments. There is no shirt, there is no sleeves, there is no imama that the mayyat is given, there is no qamis. They have three pieces of garments. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات غداة وعليه مرت مرحل من شعر أسود. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went out one morning and he had upon him a shawl, مرت means a shawl, مرحل which had images of saddle bags. So how we have saddles on the horse or camel, this was the picture that was on this garment. Of course, inanimate object, permissible. And this shawl was made of sha'arin aswad, black fibers. So Rasulullah went out one morning wearing a shawl. He had a shawl woven from black fibers, which had images of saddlebags. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is explaining here, he explained the kafan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the material that was used for the kafan, very simple material. And here he explains the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also a very simple shawl. It was black in color. It's permissible to wear a black shawl. And Rasulullah sallam had on his shawl slight images of saddle bags. And this is inanimate, so absolutely permissible. وعن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنها قالت كنت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات ليلة في مسير. Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu says that I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night on a journey. فَقَالَ لِي أَمَعَكَ مَا. Rasulullah asked me, he said, have you got some water with you? قُلْتُ نَعَمَ. I said yes. فَنَزْلَ عَنْ رَاحِلَتِهِ فَمَشَى حَتَّى تَوَارَ فِي سَوَادِ اللَّيْلِ. Nabi Kareem jumped off, he descended from his conveyance and he walked until he was hidden in the darkness of the night. In other words, he disappeared in the darkness of the night. He went to relieve himself. Here again, ulama explain the person is relieving himself and you are traveling somewhere, then you don't do it in public. You go in such a place where people cannot see you. So maja'a, then Rasul returns. فَأَفْرَغْتُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِدَاوَةِ فَغَسَلَ وَجَّهُ وَعَلَيْهِ جُبَّةٌ مِّنْ صُوفٍ. He says, Rasulullah ﷺ returned. I poured out some water for him from a utensil and he washed his face. He was wearing a woolen cloak, جُبَّةٌ مِّنْ صُوفٍ. Suf is wool. And this was a very cheap garment that they should wear, very common among the Sahaba, because of the winter and the cold nights and days. So this would keep them warm. So Rasulullah had this cloak or this jubba made of wool, woolen jubba. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ ذِرَاعِيهِ مِنْهَا حَتَّى أَخْرَجَهُمَا مِنْ أَسْفَلِ الْجُبَّةِ. It was difficult for Rasulullah to remove and pick up the sleeves to the top to wash his elbows, to wash his entire arms. So he removed his hands from below the garment. So he was wearing this woolen cloak, and he could not get his forearms out of it, except by getting them out from beneath the cloak. So from under he removed it, and Rasulullah فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ ذِرَاعِهِ مِنْهَا حَتَّى أَخْرَجُهُمَا مِنْ أَسْفَلِ الْجُبَّةِ فَغَسَلَ ذِرَاعِهِ وَمَسَّحَ بِرَأْسِهِ. Then Rasulullah washed his forearms, and he made masah. Now the next is left is to wash the feet. ثم أهويت لأنزع خفيه. I went down to remove the socks, the leather socks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the khuf. فقال دعهما. Some tells me, no, leave them. فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين, because I wore them in a state of wudu. I wore them in the state of wudu. In other words, Rasulullah made wudu first, then he put on this leather socks. وَمَسَعَ عَلَيْهِمَا. So when he wore this leather socks on taharat, now it is permissible for him just to make masah on the leather socks. Of course, there are detailed masah regarding leather socks, etc. and masah and the duration when a person can, how long he can make masah. وَمَسَعَ عَلَيْهِمَا. Then Rasulullah did not wash his feet, he just made masah on the leather socks. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَعَلَيْهِ جُبَّةٌ شَامِيَّةٌ ضَيِّقَةُ الْكُمَّيْنِ. Now the narration explains that this was a jubba brought from Syria, and the sleeves were very, very tight. So Rasulullah could not remove or pick up the sleeve to wash his arm. So from beneath he removed his arms. He washed his arms. He made masah of his head, and he made masah over the leather socks. Very important. Leather socks, which is permissible to make masah on. Many times during the winter we also wear these leather socks, and they are masah related to these leather socks, which we have to ask the ulama and fuqaha when to make wudu and when the wudu breaks, and masah and the duration, etc. وفي رواية أن هذه القضية كانت في غزوة تبوك. Another narration says that this happened in the expedition of Tabuk. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. We see the simple garments of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This particular instance, he wore a cloak, a jubba made of wool, and the other one we said a shawl. All these things are permissible for us to wear. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.